step into the bardic basement and ascend to a higher perspective. In this week's Bardic Basement Bite Size, we have Sandra Riley. I first met Sandra at a Bardic Basement event at Wellingborough Library.
Good afternoon. What a lovely event this looks like being. Entertainment, food and drink, all in one place. Excellent. This is my first Bardic picnic, so in the words of Miranda Hart, bear with, bear with. So let me introduce us. We are Poems for the Journey. I am Sandra, the poet, and that is my daughter Sophie. She is in charge of social media, so Twitter, Instagram, Faceache, and also the website. This is because she is a teenager, and they have this skill set. So, today I'm going to read you four of my poems. One is a nostalgic look back at my youth in the 1970s. So, if like me, you are some of it may ring a bell. I hope so anyway. Then I have a short poem written about how I see the austerity cuts on the average person. Ooh, I hear a bit edgy, bit deep. Well, I'll balance that out with my last poem, which is a humorous take on the world of A-list celebrity. So I'll start with a poem that was published earlier on this year by Two Lunks Publications. It was for their International Women's Day, where I was one of their featured poets. And it's called Raging. Rage, raging goes I into the night, without fear, without trepidation. Each step my first or my last, every breath my last or my first. Unclear, confused, lost, but somehow found again. Near to death, but also alive. Fate and its fickle fingers decide. The moon enlarged and luminous, casting its light on my tortured soul. Peace, peaceful go I to sleep, without regret, without recrimination. Each dream a memory of times gone by, each memory dreamt on pillows soft, safe encased in soft light's gaze. A false security offered. Eyes betray the offered hand of friendship or incarceration. I try to wake my sedated mind, but the night enslaves me whole. Thank you. Thank you. So I write about a variety of subjects, as you'll see from the selection of poems today. I also write for children, and I write poems for drama workshops. The next poem is a look back to my 70s childhood and a life before social media, something that would fill my daughter with dread. No Wi-Fi, no life. So if you remember Cresta Pop and Sherbet Dab, you're on the right journey. This one is called When We Was Young. As a kid, did you have a pantry? The place where your mum kept the cake. It always smelt so very good when in the oven it would bake. She'd hide it well amongst the tea bags, lemonade and dad's old flask. If you tried to eat it early, she'd off take you to task. The door would swing open wide and there she'd stand, hands on hips. You'd stare back with sticky fingers. Cake crumbs adorned your little lips. Her arms would wave and she'd threaten you with your father's old work belt. And as nice as that Victoria sponge was, you knew how the leather felt. You learnt to tell the time in them days, so you weren't late home for tea. Dad clocked off at 4:30. And was home by 5 from the factory. Off to get ourselves a bath. Oldest first, youngest last. Pyjamas on in front of the fire. Ovaltine in tiny hands grasped. Bedtime beckons, stairs are climbed. Errant little sleepy heads. Lights are dimmed, pillows plumped up. Fast asleep, we're in our bed. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So now we're going to move on to a more serious subject, that is one of social issues. It's just a short poem that asks questions about how decisions are made and how they affect the average person, you and me. And it's called The Plight of the Working Man. People reel from the decisions made in their name. Whose idea was it to put workers in the frame? So the economy is crumbling due to bureaucratic mumbling. But how is that the fault of the working man? Bankers in high places make profit warnings. The city knows that the day is dawning. Still the economy is crumbling due to bureaucratic mumbling. But how is that affecting the working man? Politicians change like the weather on a map. They like to rearrange the unsavoury chaps. Watch the economy crumbling due to bureaucratic mumbling. But what now for the working man?
Thank you, thank you.
So, we're nearly at the end. It's been lovely to meet you all and share my poems with you. Before I read my final poem, I just want to say that if you want to find out more about Poems for the Journey, Sophie has some flyers and information on our online presence, and she has copies of my poetry magazine for sale. So if you're interested, just make yourself known to her after we've finished, and she'll sort you out. So, the last poem is a humorous take on the world of celebrity and how their lives are played out in full on social media. This poem's called Angelina Jolie. I'm aiming to look like Angelina Jolie. I'm not far off now, as anyone can see. I've started to look for my Brad Pitt. But so far all I've seen is Mad Dog Mick. He's got a beard and half a dozen kids. So you can see he's worth a few quid. All I need now is a movie role. I'm struggling a bit with life on the dole. So when next time I'm paid, I'm getting her wig and some shorts like Lara for that Hollywood gig. Lucky for me, I've got some unique tattoos. So it's looking good. I just can't lose. I'm not an ambassador saving children from harm, but I've worked for free beer in the King's Arms. So next time you see me, give me a wave. Ask for an autograph from me minder, Dave. What? I've just found out. They're bloody living apart. Damn you, Brangelina. You've broken my heart. Now who's that Meryl Streep? She seems all right. Dave, get me some ABBA. It's gonna be a long night. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day. If you want to hear more, we are at the Scarecrow Festival on September the 9th. No, not as a scarecrow, just reading poems. Thank you.
You can find her social media links in the description. And another thing. You can support the Bardic Basement by going to our Ko-fi page. Thank you. You can donate by going to the link in the description.